revolution.
Okay, here we are with a truth shot, a brief piece of information about Penn Jillette, one of the famous comedians from Penn and Teller. He has said that the Bible is one of his six favorite books of all time. This apparently came out in a column this week. And he has said this because he loves the Bible so much. He said, if you're considering becoming an atheist, read the Bible from cover to cover. Now, he's an atheist, just so you know. And he said, no study guides, no spins, just read it. Sometime between when God tells Abraham to kill his son and when Jesus tells everyone to put him before their families, you'll be an atheist. Ugh. Here's the deal. He's kind of making fun of the Bible here, and he's saying everyone's going to be an atheist if they just read the Bible. Now, obviously, I would disagree, but he says to do it, no study guides, no spins, just read it. I wonder if Penn's telling people to read the Bible without their brain, because you can't read any book, just read it. No study guides, no brain, no anything. You have to take it the right way. You have to read it the way it was intended to be read. You can't read the thing about Abraham ready to kill his son, devoid of its context and its foreshadowing of what Jesus was doing for us. If you take the Bible out of context, if you take it without studying to know what it means, it's going to look weird. Just like any book, any comment's going to look weird if you take it out of context, if you take it without trying to figure out what it really means. So do like Penn said. Read the entire Bible, read it, and maybe don't even use a study guide, that's fine, but read it in its context for what it was meant to be. Don't just read it out of context. Don't just read it without its purpose in mind. You have to know what the authors intended. That's what our whole radio show, the whole Cracked acronym that we've been doing is about. So anyway, do what Penn said, but, you know, apply a little more common sense than he did. Try to read it to understand what it means, not just to attack it. TruthRevolution.tv.